Have you ever experienced a moment that seemed ordinary at first, but later became something that changed everything? In John chapter 4, we are introduced to a Samaritan woman who goes to draw water, just as she had done many times before. There is nothing unusual about her routine. It is a normal part of her day. However, this moment becomes different because she encounters Jesus. What begins as a simple request for water quickly becomes something much deeper. Jesus gently leads the conversation beyond the surface, speaking not only to her situation, but to her heart. When Jesus asks her for a drink, the woman is surprised. She immediately points out the social and cultural boundaries between them. He is a Jew, and she is a Samaritan woman. In that time, Jews and Samaritans did not associate with one another, and it was uncommon for a man to speak publicly with a woman in this way. Her response reveals that her question is not just about water. It reflects deeper thoughts about identity, boundaries, and expectation. She wonders why he would speak to her at all. Instead of focusing on those barriers, Jesus shifts the conversation in a meaningful way. He tells her that if she understood who was speaking to her, she would have asked him for living water. At this point, the woman is still thinking in physical terms. She looks at the well and notices that he has nothing to draw water with. In her mind, the conversation remains about ordinary water. However, Jesus is speaking about something far greater. He explains that anyone who drinks from that well will become thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water he gives will never thirst. The water he offers will become a spring within them, leading to eternal life. In this moment, Jesus reveals that he is not offering temporary satisfaction. He is offering something lasting. He is speaking about a deeper need that cannot be fulfilled by anything in this world. As the conversation continues, it becomes more personal. Jesus reveals details about the woman's life that no stranger would know. He sees her fully, including her past and her present. Yet even with that knowledge, he does not reject her. He does not condemn her. Instead, he meets her with truth and grace. It is in this moment that her understanding begins to change. She starts to recognize that there is something different about him. Eventually, she leaves her water jar behind and returns to her town. She begins telling others about her encounter, inviting them to come and see the man who told her everything she had ever done. Her response shows that something within her has shifted. The very reason she came to the well becomes secondary to what she has discovered. This passage reminds us that a single encounter with Jesus can transform a life in ways nothing else can. He meets people in ordinary moments and speaks to needs they may not even recognize at first. He is not limited by social boundaries, past mistakes, or personal history. Instead, he offers something deeper than what we often seek. Many times, we approach life focused on immediate needs and temporary solutions. Yet Jesus invites us to look beyond those things and consider what truly satisfies. The Samaritan woman came for water, but she left with something far greater. Her encounter with Jesus did not just address a physical need. It transformed her understanding, her direction, and her purpose. In the same way, we are invited to consider what we are seeking. Are we focused only on what meets our immediate needs, or are we open to what Jesus is offering? He still meets people where they are. He still speaks to the deeper places of the heart, and he still offers living water that leads to lasting transformation. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. What are you drawing from that continues to leave you empty? What might Jesus be offering that goes beyond what you currently see? A single encounter with him can change everything.